This is What's On Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hillen. The Bacon's in Grassy Butte at the Sweet Crude Travel Center. So my apologies again to, you know, if you didn't have that darn K-Fire Cafe and going all over the fruited plain, you could, you know, you and I could partner up and actually be on the road. But many people are commenting on your photo here today, Todd, just so you know. And before I leave here, I will send you a photo of yourself having a little piece of Cloverdale bacon to share in the love here with me, okay?
Aww.
Yeah. I'll love you up on a little bacon department there, so it's going to happen. Brett Narlock is back from the Sweet Crude Travel Center. What's on your mind? Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Evidently, the Farm Bill vote is happening right now, so we're going to have Congressman Cramer literally minutes after he pushes the button. I think they actually slide a card. I don't think they push a button anymore. I don't know, but we'll ask him how that actually works. But he will be here to answer your questions at 800-228-0550 on the Talk Radio Town Hall. We do it every Wednesday. But we have packed up the What's On Your Mind studios today because we heard there was Cloverdale bacon, and there is. Jeff from Cloverdale is here. He's got the tangy summer sausage going out there and bacon samples. They're free. We're going to chat with him a little later on. Kathy from the clothing, Jackie from the clothing department has told me that they've got 25% off Workrite FR clothing. Dickie clothing here as well. Big variety of boots and what is this?
Muck boots, probably.
Yeah, mucks. But what's this word? Baffin? The heck is that?
I can't even read it.
You can't read it. So it's not me. So boots, baffin, and mucks. I don't know what that is, but I just know I better be careful when I say it. Also, smart wool socks, boot dryers, and yak tracks. Winter traction for your boots and shoes. Gloves available for every job in the Bakken. And, of course, I mentioned the bacon. I mentioned there's actually Cloverdale bacon biscuit sandwiches for 99 cents, pizza by the slice for 2 for $5. What don't you have here, Brett Narlock, at the Sweet Crude Travel Center?
Absolutely nothing.
You got it all.
We got it all.
For truckers that are listening, tell us a little bit about why they ought to make this a stop when they're cruising 200 or 85.
Well, for truckers, the first thing I think you'll notice is easy in, easy out. We've got great access off Highway 200, great access off Highway 85, great big parking lot, fits up to 100 semis. So that's the first thing you'll notice. You walk in, we've got showers, we've got a buffet, hot and cold buffet, restaurant seating for 60 people, we got a trucker's lounge, they can put their feet up, watch the big screen TVs, and then just about every item you could imagine or want in a C-store. We've got a lot of grocery items, so if you want to take something back to your truck or back to your apartment or man camp, wherever you're staying at, we've got everything you need, absolutely everything.
Grand opening is on, and so this is brand new, the grand opening celebration through Sunday. They're having a big Super Bowl party on Sunday, but every day come by and have great specials. Cloverdale Meats Tangy Summer Sausage, $6.99 for a 28-ounce package. Cloverdale Meats Sliced Bacon, $5.99. The Cloverdale Bacon Biscuit Sandwiches for 99 cents. Frosted Flakes or Rice Krispies cereal, 2 for $5. That's unheard of.
It's hard to beat.
Yeah, you can't buy one box of cereal for $5 anymore, can you?
That's right.
12 packs of Coke products, $3.99, and lots of other goodies, too. So there's groceries, there's hot food, and the restaurant is a restaurant. It's not what you'd call your typical convenience store stuff.
No,
right?
Absolutely not. We had a vision to be able to service all of these guys who are working out here and the local community, and part of that, in our minds, is to have a full hot and cold buffet where we have, you know, restaurant quality food. It's not just your typical C-store stuff.
And I've kept my promise and bought a couple of folks the Cloverdale bacon biscuit sandwiches. We'll be here till the top of the hour, so I hope folks stop on by if you're in the neighborhood. And the bacon's on me. The bacon is on. And in a bit, we're going to chat with the folks from the Bakken Crew Lodges, which are under construction here at Grassy Butte, right next door, right?
That's right. That'll be coming this spring.
So we'll chat with those folks, as well as our man Jeff from Cloverdale is going to tell us about some of the goodies he has here today as well. So thanks for having us, Brett, for having a good time.
That's great.
Come on by, folks. And one thing I want you to say before you go is just truckers are welcome to hang out. You got trucker lounge, you got the showers, you got the buffet. I mean,
that's another thing that separates us from the pack, I think, is we welcome people to come, stay, hang out, put your feet up, and just if you need some time to take a break, just come on down.
Appreciate it. Brett Narlock, one of the owners here at the Sweet Crude Travel Center, Highway 285, Grassy Butte. Busy place today, and when I walked in the door, they said, you know, we've had people coming in here saying they're wondering where Todd Mitchell is. Did you bring Todd Mitchell with you? I said, well, I'm going to put up his picture in a second here. And then the other thing they said is, where's the bacon? This started yesterday, Todd, just so you know. I wanted you to know that. Just saying. I, you know.
Okay.
And what I'll do is take a picture with you and them, you know, and they can put it on their Facebook page or something, okay?
All right, you got it.
And I'm should I bring home some bacon?
Oh, please.
Yeah, bring home
the bacon. Can you actually pull that off?
I'll see if I can
last that long.
Yeah. I'm headed north up through Watford and Williston and over to Ray and Stanley and Tioga today. So I'll be doing a little road trip. I don't know when exactly I'll get back to Bismarck, but I'm on it. I'm on the job for you there, fella. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Mark in Grand Forks is joining us next on the program. Congressman Kevin Cramer here momentarily as he is voting on the farm bill right now for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Mark, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to ask Congressman Cramer a question. Should I call back?
Sure. Yeah, we've got I can ask him. I've got jotted down a few questions here that folks are asking about, but it's up to you.
Well, I guess if one of you guys in the studio would Google $1 trillion spending bill goes through Congress like a greased pig, you'll come up with a USA Today article that talks about the spending bill that Congressman Cramer voted for, and it says, quote, the bill will have gone from unveiling to law in just 6 days, while the normal appropriations process is structured to take months and allow for more lawmaker input. And it quotes the co-founder of Tea Party Patriots, Jenny Beth Martin, who said the bill was a monstrosity, and, quote, while Americans suffer the consequences of Obamacare, Congress is trying to rush through another massive bill before reading it, unquote. And also Jim McGovern, Democrat from Massachusetts, holding up the thick bill on the House floor, criticized the House for voting for a bill that, quote, nobody has read, unquote.
So the question for Kevin would be what, Mark?
The question would be, how does this achieve the constitutional requirement of representation for taxation when our representatives are not reading the bill?
All right, we'll ask him that question for you. Appreciate the call. Stephen Napoleon, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, you guys were talking about Bastons there at that truck stop, and no one seemed to know what they were. They're a real heavy-duty, well-insulated oil field boot that a lot of the rig workers wear when they're outside 12 hours a day.
I see. Now we got it. We'll see. You know, even the guy that's one of the owners didn't know what they were. But, of course, Jackie, who runs the place, she wrote down Baffin. I just never heard of it before.
You don't have to forgive Scott. It's not like he does any actual, you know, manual labor.
No. In fact, I have a sport coat on today, which is a little dumb. I should have.
Not to mention the fact that, you know, setting up a sign, it starts to reach limits. So we got to get a picture of you in those boots there, Scott.
You know, I'm going to try them. I love good boots, especially this winter, I tell you. So the Baffins are good, Steve?
Absolutely. Yep. And a lot of the guys up there in oil field, they have them and wear them.
Okay, so... is it a warm thing or a protect-your-toe thing?
A little bit of everything. I mean, they're just a real heavy-duty, tall boot. They can come damn you to your knees.
No kidding. All right. Well, they
you're
got
not going to wear those around the radio station, Scott, are you? Oh, my gosh.
Now we know what they are. Now we know what they are, and thanks to Stephen Napoleon listing on 550 K-Fire. Thanks a bunch.
Take care, guys.
You too. What's on your mind, folks? 800-228-0550. Here's Joel on the road near Jamestown. You're next. Joel, take it away.
Hey, Scott. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. Yourself?
Ah, survival of the fittest, buddy. I'm still around. Hey, listen, you know, I'm friends with you on Facebook.
Okay.
And I've been commenting and following the post that you put up last night after the State of the Union address.
Yes.
And I just happened to go through it. I was at a rest area and went through the comments and stuff. And now somebody's called me a now all-out racist and bigot on there. And it really upset me. And you need to know I am not racial whatsoever. I could care less what a person's skin color is. It's what's in their heart that matters to me. But that beside the point, the State of the Union address last night, I mean, people are just tearing this thing apart, and they should be. And, you know, it's time. It's going to be time, guys. We've had enough, and nothing's going to change. And they certainly aren't going to do anything or take any action against what very well, and I fully believe, is an illegal president.
Tell me what you said, Joel, that you think sparked this racism label. What did you say that the other Facebook commenter took exception to?
Well, I just told him that he needed to check his facts, that, you know, he says that Obama had some really good selling points last night, and I failed to see any. I don't know why that makes me a racist. I've also said in the past that, you know, I hear people say, well, Obama is the first black president. No, he's not. And I'll explain why I feel that way. There is no way you can be carried in a white woman's womb 9 months and come out a black man. He is the first biracial president, not the first black president. And I guess maybe that motivates people to think that I'm some kind of racist.
Well, unfortunately, I think there's way too much of that. I mean, look, I'm of the Martin Luther King, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. school of thought that the content of one's character is a lot more important than the color of their skin. And unfortunately, you can't criticize without being called a racist sometimes these days. Thanks, Joel.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We are live today in Grassy Butte, Sweet Crude Travel Center, Highway 285. Stop on by and say hi. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be joining us shortly. They just passed the farm bill, voted 251 to 166. What's in it? Good, bad, or indifferent? For North Dakota, the Senate did unfortunately win the day, and conservation compliance tied to crop insurance is in the bill. That's bad for North Dakota, but obviously the certainty is probably good for North Dakota, but some of the certainty is not going to be as good a scenario as it is now. That's strictly a Harry Reid Democrat leadership deal that needs to be fixed. We'll ask Senator Heidi Heitkamp about it on Friday. She'll join us for a full hour on the program, but Congressman Cramer in moments taking your calls at 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. In the meantime, we're chatting with you on what's in your mind today. and we're talking bacon. Jeff Nygaard is here from Cloverdale. Cloverdale meets Big Flavor Country, and I'm telling you, that's a brand that fits, because I just had a piece of Applewood smoked bacon that topped the bacon I had earlier that was Cloverdale bacon. Just incredible. Jeff, how are you?
Doing good.
What are you going to be sampling today for folks?
We are sampling our tangy summer sausage original and some Applewood bacon.
Hey, do you ever find anybody that takes a bite of this and go, nah, it doesn't really do it. I like such and such better. I mean, what are their comments?
Well, most everybody's hooked on it. Once they try it, they're hooked. So that's our goal today, is hook a few people so they come back to the Sweet Crude Travel Center.
And we have lots of bacon options for you. The Cloverdale meat sliced bacon is $5.99 for a 16-ounce package. That's a good deal, right?
It is, yes.
And the Cloverdale meats tangy summer sausage, $6.99 for the big 28-ounce package. And then the Cloverdale bacon biscuit sandwich is 99 cents. Now, when I go to the supermarket and I have a choice of bacon, and I'm looking at the shelf space there, how many of the packages that I see are actually North Dakota-made bacon?
Just one.
Just one. What would that label be?
Cloverdale.
Is that right?
That's right.
So I'm kind of a homer. I kind of like the hometown team.
We like to hear that.
That's another. Now, not that homer, Todd. He thought it was being Homer Simpson. Yeah. But that's important to remember, too, isn't it?
It is. It is. We're right there in Mandan, North Dakota. We have a couple hundred employees, part of the community, lots of community support happening through Cloverdale. And we appreciate everybody's business, and keep eating Cloverdale.
Where can I buy it?
Any grocery store in North Dakota should have our Cloverdale bacon, hams, tangy.
I notice sometimes the local supermarkets, the ones you've known for, you know, like a Dan's or, you know, a Hugo's or something like that, seem to have more supply of Cloverdale than some of the big box stores. You can get it generally everywhere, but there's more supply at some of the hometown kind of supermarkets, right?
That's right, because the demand is there, and they need to supply their customers with what they need.
Restaurants serve up Cloverdale, right?
They do. We have a huge food service presence, and if you want to know what bacon you're eating, just ask them.
Tell you what, free bacon today. You can't beat free. How long are you going to be here, Jeff?
Probably till 2.
All right, 2 o'clock today. You get some freebies from Cloverdale. Jeff, nice to talk to you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for stopping by. Just another one of the reasons to come by the Sweet Crude Travel Center. The grand opening celebration through Sunday. Grand opening, by the way, continues into Sunday when they're having a Super Bowl party. All right, Fred and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Fred. Take it away. All right. I guess Congressman Kramer's on the line, and I don't hear Fred, so we're going to go to Congressman Kramer. Hello, Congressman Kramer. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm excellent, as a matter of fact. Just got off the House floor where we passed a farm bill.
That's what I understand. We mentioned that was the reason for the delay in starting the Talk Radio Town Hall today. 251 to 166. What's that number say to you?
It says, congratulations to the most persevering team of members of Congress in a long time that have been working on this for a couple of years, even before I got here. But it tells you that we're getting our stride, would be one way to put it. I was just, you know, visiting with some of the leadership on the floor, and you know, we are seeing the Congress functioning the way that I think people expect it to function. And in a divided government, nothing happens fast. Nothing is perfect. It requires both sides to get something and to give something. And I think this bill reflects that. It's probably as clearly as anything.
And how big a deal is this for North Dakota? Talk about the good, that the certainty now from the Farm Bill, sure. Growers, yeah. Producers knowing what they're getting.
Well, it's huge. Of course, North Dakota's a agricultural state. It's our the top industry, even if in any given year it doesn't have the highest income or the highest value, if you will, into the economy from a income standpoint. It always will be number one. It always was number one. It's sustainable forever, and so it's critical to North Dakota because it provides that certainty and that safety net that allows the farmers and their lenders, their bankers, working together to plan for next year's season. And now they'll know the rules. Once it passes the Senate and is signed by the president, they'll know the rules going forward. The other good thing about this bill is that, you know, it saves nearly $24 billion to the taxpayers. And to put it in perspective, now everybody wants bigger savings. We all want bigger savings. But again, in a divided government, that's difficult to do. But in perspective, imagine that the Farm Bill is 1% of the discretionary area of the budget of the United States, and we cut $24 billion out of it. The entire omnibus spending bill that was passed a couple of weeks ago to fund the discretionary part of the budget, which is entirely one-third of the budget, saved $24 billion. So we're taking baby steps toward balancing our budget, but this was significant.
Don, listening in Central North Dakota on 550 K-Fire with a question on the farm bill for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Don. What's your question?
Yes. Well, I just wanted to make a comment. First of all, I'm thankful. We're full-time farmers out here in Central North Dakota, and glad that the politicians could get together, and we'll be watching closely. I'm sure there's going to be many parts of the bill that we'll need to learn to see how it'll affect our operation. But I just wanted to make one comment. We do farm in the Prairie Pothole region, and on the compliance with crop insurance, I just want you to say that, personally, and I do hear it from a number of my farming neighbors, that we feel it's a fair compromise. We get a very substantial subsidy for our crop insurance, and to be compliant with conservation, we feel is a very reasonable request. So we're certainly not disappointed with that portion of the bill.
Don, appreciate the call. And I mentioned before you came on that was one area you were worried about. What was the final outcome there, and is it good for North Dakota?
The outcome of that was it was a compromise, as it often, like everything else is. So conservation compliance is a condition of getting the subsidy, the crop insurance. It's a premium support is what it is, and it's paid out only if, in fact, there's a disaster, if there's a call in the insurance. But and for that, farmers are required to participate in the conservation programs, which they haven't had to do now for nearly 20 years. So this is a new policy. Now, what's the impact of that? Well, the impact of that is that some larger farmers, a number of them, as a matter of fact, have said they'll opt out of the crop insurance program if that's the case. If that happens, that would be problematic because, of course, it's a risk pool, an insurance risk pool that pretty well requires everybody to participate, and every time there's some diminishing participation in that means that the rest of the people in the pool have to pay more for the premium. So we're a little concerned about that, but to sort of mitigate that, again, it's compromised. Senator Hoeven had an amendment that made sure that it wasn't retroactive because the initial Senate language had it being retroactive. He got that language into the conference report. That's very significant, so it's only forward-looking. I had an amendment that required...
Hang on one sec. We'll take a break. Up against a hard break. More with Congressman Kevin Kramer and your calls when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service with coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower, while they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities, and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back, brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, by the way, where the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference sold out 500 booths for the May event in 4 minutes. New world record. Unbelievable. I have it up on our Facebook page and a link to their website, which is wbpcnd.org. You can still get on a wait list, but otherwise the 500 booth spaces at the Bismarck Civic Center are gone. We're at Sweet Crude Travel Center, Grassy Butte today. Stop by Junction Highway 200 and 85 and have some free Cloverdale goodies and lots of fun in their grand opening celebration that goes through Sunday. Congressman Kevin Cramer's with us today. Your questions and comments welcome for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Before the break, you were mentioning an amendment that you had passed on the farm bill. Was it on the conservation compliance issue?
It was. So on the conservation piece of it, while we lost conservation compliance issue to the Senate, I had an amendment that was a little bit of a backstop to try and at least mitigate any attempt by the administration to use its zeal, and this has been done a lot in North Dakota. We've heard from a lot of farmers where when they want to drain a nuisance wetland of, say, an acre or less, somebody will, bureaucrat will come out and say, okay, for that you have to give us 5 more acres for, because it's worth that or they value it at that. So we had a acre-for-acre mitigation requirement amendment. The language of that did get into the conference report, so it strongly encourages the administration at USDA to only mitigate 1 acre for 1 acre with regard to wetlands. So that was a significant victory for me, for North Dakota, and for agriculture.
Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota put out a statement last night after the State of the Union address, said she was disappointed the president didn't mention the farm bill. She actually talked more about what she didn't like about the president's address as a Democrat, which told me his poll numbers must not be doing so well in North Dakota because, not very often you see one of the Senate Democrats being critical of President Obama, but she was. Also talked about, he should have talked about Keystone Pipeline and some other issues as well. Two questions. One, were you disappointed he didn't talk about the farm bill or surprised, and what was your reaction to the last night's address?
I can't say, I don't know that I was all that disappointed, but I was surprised. And I guess the reason I wouldn't be disappointed is because we were pretty well had the farm bill in hand, and so he probably wasn't going to influence it a lot. But, it would have been helpful to have him say to his friends on the left that these food stamp, savings of $8.2 billion over 10 years are the best deal we're going to get, so let's support it. Because what ended up happening is the drop-off, comes from the far left and the far right, both of whom voted against the farm bill for the same reason, basically, and that is food stamp cuts. The left wanted fewer cuts, the right wanted deeper cuts, and so in the end, they didn't get what they wanted. He could have been helpful in that regard, Scott. So, but I was surprised not only because he could have been helpful, but because it's a victory. It's one of those things that in today's today's politics, you got to take advantage and celebrate some victories. With regard to the Keystone Pipeline, there's only one thing that he should say about the Keystone XL Pipeline, and that is I've decided to sign the presidential permit allowing it to be built. Anything short of that, he shouldn't say anything. And that's by not saying anything, he's saying volumes.
Craig in Jamestown, listening on KFIRE. You're next for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kevin. The question I have for you deals with the compliance provision with crop insurance. And And I guess I'm disappointed that that is part of the legislation. And I want to give you an example of as to why. You know, farmers have had problems with excess water, and it's ruining the land, you know, that is closely bordering the wetlands. And the wetlands have been expanded. So we have what used to be good, productive land that is now unable to grow things because it's nothing but alkali. And you know, it's not that we don't want to comply with wetlands provisions, but it seems to me that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife groups and other conservation groups have gotten themselves so involved in what NRCS does that we can't get anything done. So here we sit, and now we're going to be penalized with our crop insurance because of it.
Well, and Craig raises the fundamental point. He's described it perfectly with regard to conservation compliance, Scott. And so this is why, you know, this is the best we could get. We got what we could get. We got the, you know, the acre for acre language into the report. But now the real fight begins and it continues with the administration. Just like the EPA, the USDA and NRCS likes to come in and they know more about your land than you do, of course. And they like, with all of their zeal and their good friends on the radical environmental side of things, you know, dictate the terms of your participation in the crop insurance program. And so now that's where we really have to aim, is at the rules and at the administration and those that and the bureaucracy that administers those rules, and make sure that they that they don't get overzealous in the implementation of those rules. And
but you're going to need farm state Democrats to help in that regard, just like you were hoping they would have been more prevalent in convincing Harry Reid this shouldn't be in the bill in the first place.
Well,
right?
And I don't even know that Harry Reid was so much the problem as Debbie Stabenow was. She's the, you know, chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and yes, farms, you know, we heard it over and over from our leadership and folks on the committee that they were not getting a lot of help from farm state Democrats, not even farm state, Scott, because what Craig has described is somewhat North Dakota centric. Remember, he talks about the delineation of the wetlands and how that changes in North Dakota, and it changes a lot. And so we're somewhat unique in that regard, and so that's a little bit of probably the challenge, that there are other states, big farm states, that their issues are more the prairies or sod busting, not so much the wetlands issues. So it's a struggle, but we're just going to have to work it hard with the administration and work for change going forward. The other option is that farmers don't participate in the program or don't take the subsidy if that's an option to them.
Well, we're batting 500 on that issue. Earlier, a caller of Central North Dakota said, hey, it's a compromise and we're okay with it. This guy is saying he's not, and we'll certainly pose this question to Senator Heitkamp on Friday as well, because find out if she's happy with it or not, and also welcome other input for her as well.
And Chris, she articulates the issue very well as well. She understands this issue very well in North Dakota, the uniqueness of North Dakota in the Prairie Pothole region.
So we'll flag those comments for Senator Heitkamp and chat with her Friday. She takes calls Friday on the program as well, which we're happy to happy to have her, and happy to take some calls for her on Friday on the program. Right now we're chatting with Congressman Kevin Cramer. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall, and let's see who's next. John in Fargo, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Go ahead, John.
Congressman, I'd like to know what your opinion is of the congressman from New York, Graham, the Republican congressman, basically threatening to murder a reporter last night after the State of the Union. What do you think of that?
Don't know him very well. I know of him, obviously. I did see the piece on TV this morning. I did not see him on the floor. I don't know if he's here or not. To be honest with you, I thought it was awful. It was horrible. It was inexcusable. It was absolutely intolerable in my view, and I suspect he's in a lot of trouble today. I mean, it's not every day that you actually threaten somebody, on live video.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Thank you, John, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Somebody said they saw a clip of you on television with a John McCain moment. You might have had your phone in your hand there. Did have you heard any grief about that at all?
No, but I haven't. I did have a lot of us had our phones in hand. We were very interactively involved with the State of the Union speech, and so we were tweeting from time to time when the president said something, or from maybe took some pictures, not although not during the speech itself, we didn't take any pictures, but beforehand took a number of pictures of the First Lady and others as they were walking into the chamber. That's pretty common practice in these types of events.
So you were communicating with your constituents then by social media is what you were doing?
I was. I did a lot of tweeting throughout the speech. Yeah.
By the way, we always welcome your calls off here, and some have come in before the program here and during as well, and we have one waiting to ask a question of Congressman Kevin Cramer, 800-228-0550. If you want to ask a question, you press 1 to leave a message, press 2 to talk with us live on the air. Let's roll that next one here.
Hello, Congressman Cramer. Thank you for your service and for your weekly willingness to do these radio town halls. Please urge Speaker Boehner to convene two select committees. The first to investigate Benghazi, and the second to investigate these outrageous abuses by the IRS. Something needs to be done to hold the executive office for accountability, and Speaker Boehner has full authority to convene the select committees, which are much different than the regular hearings that have been held before, and to which a witness could claim the fifth. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. And by the way, others have mentioned this as well, so a few people have brought this up because of the investigative powers that would come with a select committee. Would you support that for both Benghazi?
I do support it. In fact, I had participated in a letter written to the Speaker some months ago with regard to the Benghazi situation and calling for a select committee for the very purposes that the caller stated. We did have over 1,300 oversight hearings in the House last year, but we're a year into this one now and this term, and I think it is time, in fact, to do exactly what the caller is suggesting, because he's right. Our oversight committees also have investigative powers. We also have authority to issue subpoenas, but I think a select committee, especially in the Benghazi situation, is more than warranted at this point.
All right. Jim Casper is calling in. Jim in Fargo. Go ahead, Jim. And I imagine he's mentioning his last name because some folks will recognize him as a member of the North Dakota legislature. Go ahead, Kevin. Or Jim for Kevin, right?
Hello, Scott. Hello, Kevin.
Hi, Jim.
Say, you and I have had a discussion in the past about the Heritage Foundation and their ranking of your voting record.
Right.
And you've given me some information that I thought might be pertinent for listeners to hear directly from you, because you're receiving a lot of criticism here on radio in North Dakota about your ranking with Heritage Foundation and their low ranking of you. So maybe you might address that.
I'll just tag on to that, Jim and Kevin, just to let you know. We did have a call specifically that was comparing your record to, like, John McCain, said his was higher, and said, hey, what's more fair than that? They rank the votes. And I said, I believe, we'll ask Kevin, but I believe they take just select votes. They don't take all of them, but go ahead and explain what
they
you
do. They do take select votes. In fact, I'm going to take a hard hit from them today because they oppose the Farm Bill. And I've voted now three times for Farm Bill, and every time it's a notch against me by Heritage Action. Heritage Action is different than the Heritage Foundation. Heritage Action is the political arm of the foundation, which, by the way, Scott, you may have noticed, has gotten into some trouble lately. In fact, to the point where Jim DeMint has had to step back now, and they brought our friend Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal over to run it and give it some credibility again, because they really did hurt themselves badly in this last year. They opposed, for example, in addition to the Farm Bill, they opposed a repeal of the medical device tax because they called it corporate welfare. And I don't know when the last time that conservatives thought that a repeal of business taxes was corporate welfare, but...
Hold tight. We'll finish this answer on the other side of the break. By the way, just had a call from Minot. Roads are bad there. Cars in the ditch. Slow down. So we'll get that first-hand road report when we come back live from the Sweet Coot Travel Center grand opening celebration in Grassy Butte. It's 285 The Junction today.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The annual Best of the Best in Wheat and Soybean Research and Marketing Workshops will be held Wednesday, February 5th at the Alara Center in Grand Forks and Thursday, February 6th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help producers make better farm management decisions. Hands-on demonstrations will enable producers to get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. Although these sessions are free of charge for farmers, pre-registered registration is strongly encouraged. CEU credits are also available. For session times and to register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link. Smallgrains.org, click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hinnon. Your calls welcome for Congressman Kevin Cramer at 800-228-0550. As I mentioned, we're live today. Grassy Butte, intersection of Highway 85 and 200. The Sweet Crude Travel Center grand opening is on. And the folks at Sweet Crude have partnered up with the Bakken Crew Lodge at Grassy Butte that will be opening in May. And Joe from Synergy is here. They have building systems and solutions and logistics. And Joe, nice to meet you. How are you?
Pleasure to meet you, Scott. Doing well.
Now, what is the Bakken Crew Lodge at Grassy Butte going to be? Describe the facility for us.
Well, what we have here is a series of 23 lodges. Each individual lodge has six bedrooms in it with private bathrooms, and there's also a full-size kitchen, full-size family room. Go ahead.
And it'll be right next to the Grassy Butte.
Right next to Sweet Crude here.
Sweet Crude Travel Center, so you got a Bakken buffet right here and a restaurant.
That's right, and we're partnering with Sweet Crude to offer the meal plan.
Now, if I want to move in, when do you cut the ribbon?
Well, I think we're going to be probably around the 1st of May. We'll have a model up here for everybody to walk through, and I think about May.
Sounds good. And if folks want to get on a wait list, what do they need to do?
Right now, we're taking, you can either call us at 701-214-4244, or you can visit us on the web at bakkencrewlodges.com.
All right. And it looks like it's unique in that it has a few extra amenities, huh?
We definitely think so. We worked hard on this, and I think people will be surprised when they see it. It's, we want to give a hotel-like look to the inside.
That sounds good. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the update.
Appreciate it, Scott.
You've got Joe from Synergy, and the Bakken Crew Lodges come this spring will be located right next door to the Sweet Crew Travel Center in Grassy Butte. Stop by and say hi today. The grand opening goes through Sunday, by the way. And there's free bacon today. Yeah, our pals from Bacon have the tangy summer sausage out and the bacon. And it's the Applewood smoked bacon. Jeff from Cloverdale, North Dakota, made bacon over here today, so we're having a great time. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Did you get a chance to answer your question before we hit the break there, Kevin? Did we lose we lost Kevin. Oh, that's not good. All right, Kevin was answering the question from Jim Casper and from others about the Heritage Foundation rankings, and I'm not sure that he was finished on that, but we've evidently lost him, so we'll get him back and get you an answer. I have a couple other questions. We have the Amtrak question that I know came up last week, and also an earlier caller wanted to know why there's delays and why the Amtrak train doesn't have priority over freight trains anymore. We actually had a caller earlier call from the Amtrak train, and so we're going to try and get that answer. We have Mark's question. Mark was concerned about members of Congress not reading the $1 trillion budget bill, which he was critical of Congressman Cramer for voting for, and wanting to know if there was some sort of constitutional provision that members of Congress actually have to read bills before they vote on them. So those are two I know. Are there any others that we haven't got to? So there's a number of questions we have to get to in our limited time left with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And who knows, after that farm bill passed, maybe they had a meltdown on the phone lines or something, and we lost our connection. You let me know in my ear when he's back on, if you would. Meantime, I will let you know that we're going to be here celebrating the grand opening with our friends at the Sweet Crude Travel Center today. And Jackie in the clothing department has said, Scott, I really want all of your What's On Your Mind listeners to know that we love them so much we're going to give them 25% off all the Workrite FR gear. We have Dickie's gear here as well. FR and non-FR, but the folks are flocking in here today for Baffins. They want the Baffins, and that's kind of a unique item. It's a great oil field boot, and so check that out. The Mucks, too, wide variety of them. There's also the Smart Wool Socks, the boot dryers, the Actrax Winter Traction for your boots and shoes, gloves available for every job out in the Bakken, and Dickie clothing, I mentioned that earlier, and 25% off the Workrite FR clothing as well. So a great selection. Their vision here at Sweet Crude is really to make sure you are welcome, right? Number one, it's for the community. It's the grocery store for Grassy Butte, but it's also a place for truckers to be in the lounge, the showers, the buffet, and get pretty much everything they need. So they want you to stay here. They got a lot of flat space out back. They welcome truckers overnighting here, and certainly want you to know that you are welcome and able to participate in everything that they do here as well. Karen in Fargo had a question for Congressman Cramer while we're waiting for him to get back on the line, and when he gets back, we're going to have just a short time, so let me get your question quick, and I'll paraphrase it for Kevin. Karen, what's your question?
It's actually a request that he thank his partner, John Hoven, for Senator Hoven's hard work on the farm bill since last summer.
All right. Well, I'll mention that to him, because you're right, Senator Hoven was on the conference committee of the farm bill, and that's no easy task, because you're ironing out differences between the House and the Senate. And I know we're efforting an interview with Senator Hoven as well. They're working it into schedule tomorrow or Monday, I believe. And as I mentioned, Senator Heitkamp will be here on Friday as well. So we'll have him here to answer your questions and comments. But that's a very appropriate comment, Karen, and we'll pass it along to Kevin, and certainly want everyone to thank Senator Hoven for his work on this as well. 251 to 166, it passed over in the House. So as long as they've been trying, nice to know that that finally did the trick. Well, Todd, I don't think we're going to have time for the final couple of comments for Congressman Cramer. Not sure what happened there to our line losing him, but we'll probably find out and see what we can do to get him ASAP. In the meantime, I'm going to...
He dropped everything he was doing to get your bacon.
I think that's what it was. I think he just heard about the Applewood thick sliced Cloverdale bacon. They, by the way, have just taken a new load off the fryer, so I'm going to get a to-go box, and I'm going to you know, get you some of that bacon. But I hope folks come on up to the Sweet Crude Travel Center. Brad Nerlock is here. Thanks for having us, Brad. It was a lot of fun here today.
Hey, thanks for coming. We appreciate it.
And keep cranking, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks.
All right. Grand opening celebration through Sunday.
Come on down.
Super Bowl party Sunday at the Sweet Crude Travel Center in Grassy Butte. All right. See you tomorrow, folks, on What's On Your Mind. Thanks for listening. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon. Remember, 24-7, we take your comments at 855-200-1776. God bless you. Bye-bye.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
It's time to kick some ash because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.